bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal, but his name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist, in fact, a fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine, Canada's most read, best, biggest, baddest, coast-to-coast-to-coast hunting outdoor-related publication of its kind. It's called Outdoor Canada. If you don't have one now, change that up. Please go to outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you and you'd want to subscribe. And they'll do something nice, I'm sure. Morning, Doc. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, we got a little bit of a, you know, bad report on the boys at the Bassmasters, but you know what?
There's the weather was absolutely brutal yesterday. And you know what? Yeah. It will change today.
Are you predicting something?
Well, yes, I am. It will be better today.
Attaboy. Perfect. I love it. Gordy, we were just speaking to Jennifer from the Sportsman Show, and I know that's a place that's near and dear to your heart as well. I'm sure you have fond memories of the show from younger day, younger versions of Gord Peiser, as we all do. What does it mean to you? What does the Toronto Show mean to you?
You know, it's funny, Ange. I was listening to you and Jennifer. I grew up in downtown Toronto, and I can honestly remember as a 12, 13, 14-year-old hopping on the streetcar and going through the Princess Gates there at the C&E, and I lived there. I honestly, honestly lived there. I would go down to, it used to run for the entire week. And I would go down there sometimes 2, 3, 4 times. I loved the fact that year after year after year, every exhibitor was almost in the same spot. And it was like coming home for a week in the spring. And you'd walk out, and then you'd see Lake Ontario there. You'd feel the wind coming off the lake. And you knew spring was in the air. Fishing season was on the way.
So well put. It was so comforting, you know. The fact that you're right, it was the same year in and year out. You could set your clock by it. Everybody was in the same spot. The people were all the same. It was like, you're right. It was like coming home, man. It's fantastic. It still is. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
You're going to be there?
I am not this year, Ange. For the spring show. So 1 out of 2 is not bad for me.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Now, you snuck in last minute. You snuck in, as you usually do. It's like poking the bear. You snuck in some rather interesting photos. What, pray tell, was that all about?
You know, John was setting up the program for today. John Winters, the producer, and so we're talking about spring fishing, and I wanted to kind of stoke the fire, but we went out, Ange. It's daylight savings tomorrow, so we go on to daylight savings. Right. And this week, you know, it's not getting dark now till 6:30 at night. After tomorrow, it'll be 7:30. And so anyway, Liam, after school, I picked him up. He actually drove down to the house here. We got out for a spectacular crappie fish, and we got 29 crappies, 29, and most of them were in that pound and a quarter, pound and a third. We only kept 5. We let the other 24 go, but just spectacular spring fishing. And I've got a blog coming out. It's coming out for Ontario Tourism. It should be out this week coming, about why you have to get out for the final fling this spring.
Gordy, and you can be honest with me, do you ever get tired of winter fish? I mean, are you like the rest of us? Do you get to a spot where you say, you know what, this is all great, but I can hardly wait for the stuff to melt and give me some open water, some green? Or do you just enjoy it that
absolutely.
Much?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely. The one problem with winter fishing is you can't just drive the boat into the garage and close the door and come back tomorrow and go back out. With winter fishing, you got to pack up the, you know, all your clothes. You got to charge up the depth sounders, all those sorts of things. So no question about it, in the middle of winter. But we've waited all winter for the next 2 to 3 weeks to come, and they are here. So if you could only get out once this winter, now's the time to go.
There you go. Straight from the dock. Get your butt up and get out and do some. If you have not done it yet, and if you're listening to us locally, there is some great ice fishing to be had the next couple of days. Here, right in our own vicinity. I mean, Simcoe is probably the prime target, but there's still some great activities. I saw some folks ice fishing yesterday on Lake Muskoka, and so there's still lots going on. And as Gord said, this is the time to have at it, because they'll all be gone in a matter of days. So check it out.
Gordy,
pleasure
talking
to you.
Stocked lakes.
Yep.
All those stock lakes and the Halliburtons and up towards Nipissing, this is the time to be on the ice.
Fantastic, my friend. We appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
All righty, Ange. Have fun this week.
Gord Peiser, the doc. We got a little delay happening there for some bizarre reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, the doc from Outdoor Canada Magazine, on behalf of the entire ODJ team, Stephen Labadie, John Winters, Derek Brandeo, Andrew Holland. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.